is our returning champion, Jan Ropes from Vista, California. Stand by to see Jan play for a fur jacket valued at $12,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're very kind. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back a fine champion, Jan Ropes. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Well, after a couple of tiebreakers, you've settled down. You've won fairly easily the last couple of shows. Let's see. Now you've got $431 in your bank account, so you need a win with just $14. So all you have to do is win, and you could say yes and walk away with a fur coat that is worth over $12,000. You are within $99 of two automobiles, and you've already picked up a lot of things along the way. $2,300 in cash. You got a trip to Lake Tahoe, a lot of other prizes on the Fame Game, an instant bargain, $7,784 in cash and prizes, and that's without a major prize. So you're doing very well. Are you all set to go again?
I sure am. Ready to go.
All righty. Good luck. And here comes a couple of good challengers, I'm sure. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello there, Summer. She may have to fight you for that fur coat, though, right? Who did you bring us?
A couple of very interesting people, in fact. I'd like to know about this. This man knows how to make men say I do.
Uh-huh.
Originally from Mamaroneck, New York. Say hello to Jonathan Reich.
Hi, Jonathan.
And this lady really knows her beans from Los Angeles, California. Here is Grace Simmons.
Hello there, Grace. Does saying I do make you nervous? Is that a summer seal? See you a little later with some bargains. Grace, you really know your beans.
That's right. I won the first prize in a chili cook-off, but I have to say the beans were on the side.
Oh.
They weren't in the chili.
Oh. Oh, I'd like to taste your chili then. That's
good.
Good chili. I would imagine so. Good chili is great. Nice to have you here, Grace.
Thanks.
Jonathan, you know how to make men say I do.
That's right, Jim. You know, this flower is from a wedding I did just before I came down to the studio. As a minister, there's no moment so precious to me as when a couple in love begin their married life together.
Yeah, that's nice. That's got to be one of the better duties of the ministry, right?
Indeed.
Good to have you here as well. Hope you all have a good time. We'll start you off with $20, and a player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. We'll start the game with this. Name the title character of the movies who battled airplanes atop the Empire State Building. Jonathan.
King Kong.
King Kong it is, and you got $5 for the correct answer, going to $25. According to the sign on Harry Truman's White House desk, Jonathan.
The buck stops here.
You got the whole thing. Didn't need any help. You're right. And you've got another $5. Name the famous village that is known as New York City's artist. Jan?
Greenwich Village.
That's the artist colony. Greenwich Village it is. Champion with her first $5, going to $25. In Milton's great sonnet, the last line goes, they also serve who only, Jonathan.
Stand and wait.
You got the whole thing. And Jonathan adds another $5 and a $10 lead. What boxer did Joe Frazier fight in the thriller in Manila? Jonathan.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, just beating Jan with the buzzer, and Jonathan goes to 40. $15 lead. It is time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Jonathan already a sizable lead. $15 lead. Like to travel, Jonathan?
I love it.
Oh, this might help you along the way.
Jonathan, here are your new traveling companions. Amelia Earhart luggage. Fashion and durability combined in this British tweed collection, featuring richly quilted interiors and bumper guard binding, furnished by Amelia Earhart. This luggage is normally priced at $505, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Isn't that nice? I love the outfit. I love the outfit. $505 worth of luggage for just the value of one question. Now, you've got a sizable lead. You've got a $15 lead. If you bought the luggage, you would still have a $10 lead. I'll throw in $100 in cash for tipping purposes. $605 bargain for one question.
I can't think of anywhere to go.
Oh. Oh. Going once. Going twice. And no sale. Doesn't want the couldn't think of any place to go. Didn't want the luggage. On the old I Love Lucy show, what was the last name of her neighbors, Fred? Jan?
Mertz.
Fred and Ethel Mertz. Yeah, I rent their cars. That's right. Fred and Ethel Mertz. And Jan's got another $5 going to $30. In what European city do soapbox orators give spirited speeches, Grace?
In London.
In Hyde Park, London is exactly what it is. Good anticipation. And Grace gets her first five on the plus side to 25. In Aesop's fable about the sour grapes, what kind of animal couldn't... Jan.
The fox.
Couldn't reach the grapes. It was indeed the fox, and Jan pulls it within $5 of Jonathan. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of good prizes up there and money cards. Right now, a $5 and $10 money card. Find one. We add it to your score. Looking for a famous person. I was born in Indiana in 1890, but success did not come to me until I was 65 years old. With my first Social Security check, I started a small restaurant in Kentucky. Jan.
Colonel Sanders.
That's exactly who it is. Yep. Colonel Sanders. And you've got a pick of the board with 9 numbers to choose from, Jan. You found some good things up there. What are you going to find now?
Let's try number 6.
And behind number 6, we have men's suits for the man in your life. Botany 500 fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle. Tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500.
Talking about 500, that's over $500 worth of wardrobe. Your husband will look sensational in those suits,
Jan. Maybe I can get him to take me out once in a while now that he has new suits.
Boy, you're on the spot now when she says it on national television. We'll be right back. Our champion, Jan Ropes, already has enough money for that wonderful fur coat, but of course she must win, and right now she's trailing. It is Jonathan at 40, Jan at 35, Grace at 25. Anybody's game. Back to it. What word does a cookbook use to describe the process of working and pressing bread dough? Jan.
Kneading.
Knead. That is exactly what it is, and we've got a tie with Jonathan and Jan. According to the old song, we're all waiting on the levee, waiting on the levee. Jan.
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
That's what we're waiting for, and Jan goes into the lead by 5. Bascule, cantilever, truss, arch, pontoon, and suspension are different. Grace.
Bridges.
That's exactly what they are. They're different kinds of bridges, and Grace goes to 30, making it even closer. What floating body lies 9/10 below the ocean surface? Jonathan.
An iceberg.
Iceberg it is, and we've got a tie. Yes. And with an instant bargain, remember now only one of you can have this. We've got a tie. Hit your buzzer, and for one of you, when you hear the low sale of the century price, this is yours.
Jonathan or Jan, put an end to those wash and wear worries with Frigidaire's skinny mini laundry center, a family-sized washer and dryer in one compact cabinet with a water miser control and flowing heat drying system furnished by Frigidaire. This great laundry pair is normally priced at $750, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
It looks like you did this pair in the microwave, David. That's a very nice unit. Jonathan, what did you say?
I said Jan will need it to wash those suits.
No. That's right.
Ministers need to keep it clean, you know.
That's right. Yes, you just keep on talking. You two of you are doing a very good job. It's $750 at very nice one unit, a washer, dryer, for $10, $9, $8. So the value of one question, $5, going once, going twice. Enjoy that. Got yourself a washer and dryer for just $5, and we knocked that off your score, and you're trailing by the 5. Jan at 45, Jonathan at 40, Grace at 30. Back with us. What is it that's divided into classes called igneous, metamorphic, and... Grace.
Rocks.
And sedimentary. I was going to say rocks. Yes. You seem surprised. That's what it is. Grace goes to 35. Name the physician of ancient Greece who was known as the... Jan.
Hippocrates.
The father of medicine is indeed Hippocrates. Good anticipation, and Jan has a $10 lead. The name of which Parisian thoroughfare in English means Elysian Fields? Jonathan.
Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées it is, and Jonathan pulls it within $5 of Jan again. Name the American industrialist who was born in Dearborn, Michigan in 18... Jonathan?
Henry Ford.
1863, Henry Ford it is, and again a tie. Yes. Name the man who resigned as vice president of the U.S. in 73. Jan.
Agnew.
Agnew. Spiro Agnew it is. And Jan goes into the lead by 5. Yes. Here's an interesting fact you might want to ponder. Spiro Agnew was the only vice president ever to resign whose name was Spiro. We'll be right back. Jan is pulled into the lead in that last segment. Jan's at 55, Jonathan at 50, and Grace at 35. Very close game. 5, 10, and now a $15 money card on the board. We're looking for a famous place. I am an American university, the third oldest institution of higher learning in the nation. I am coeducational, privately endowed, and non-sectarian, despite the fact I was founded in 1701 by 10 Connecticut clergymen. My library is one of the world's largest. My Peabody Museum, one of the country's oldest. When I was chartered, I was called the... Jan.
Yale.
Yale is exactly right. Yes, in Connecticut, it's Yale. And Jan, with a prick of the board.
Number 7.
And behind number 7, we have $5.
A very big money card, but they all help when you're going for the big things that Jan is going for. We add that $5 to your score. You go to 60 with a $10 lead over Jonathan. Back with this for all three of you. What former New York governor was Gerald Ford's vice president? Grace.
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller it is, and Grace goes to 40, making it even closer. In Mexico, what does a person want to know if he asks, ¿Cómo está usted, Jan?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're right. You got another $5. You go to 65. Who's the host of a late-night TV show which has comedy features like stupid pet tricks, Jonathan?
David Letterman.
You got it. David Letterman it is. And Jonathan to 55. But it is Jan in the lead. Jan, you have a $10 lead. Oh, how old are the kids, Jan?
5 and 2.
5 and 2. Well, Jan, take a look at this.
Jan, if you like to horse around, you'll love Woods of America's chief executive rocking horse. Over 5 feet tall, handcrafted of hard pine. It's complete with real leather saddles, stirrups, bridle, mane, and tail. Furnished by Woods of America. It's normally priced at $1,600. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Isn't that cute? Jan, isn't that nice?
I don't have a stable at my home.
No, but listen, I'll help you with your stable. Cost you $4. Tell you what, I'm going to do two things. You have a $10 lead. If you would like that, and the kids would love it, and you would like it, very unusual, $1,600. I'll knock the price from 14 down to 10. You would be in a tie with Jonathan, and I will make it a $2,000 bargain by giving you $400 in cash to go with it. Going once, going twice, no sale. Oh, Jan, oh, hidden away. If you had bought it, that signal means an instant bargain went with it. If you had bought, you got one just a little while ago, right? You would have also gotten an additional $700 in cash. Didn't buy and hangs on to the $10 lead. We will be right back, and I'm going to go talk to Jan's children and explain this to them. Jan's got her husband all dressed up in some nice suits and didn't want to put him on a wooden hobby horse. She's at 65, Jonathan at 55, Grace at 40. Traditionally, how many veils were worn by the dancer, Jan?
7.
Salome, 7 veils. Yes, the dancer for 7 veils, and Jan just beats Jonathan to the... I think he would have known the biblical question if he had beaten her to the buzzer. An archipelago is a chain of... Jonathan.
Islands.
Islands is what it is, and Jonathan again keeps within $10 of Jan. By what more familiar name do we know the soldier who was born Thomas Edward... Jan?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Thomas Edward Lawrence, I was going to say. Lawrence of Arabia is right. And Jonathan Jan adds another 5. Well, third and final track of the fame game with a 10, 15, and now a big $25 money card up there. Jan found the $25 money card in the last show. Might be the difference here. We're looking for a famous place. I am a famous battle fought on June 18th, 1815. Between two armies, Jonathan?
Battle of Waterloo.
You are right for a pick of the board. With the date, you've got it. Jonathan, what number do you want?
Unfortunately, I'm not a psychic healer. I'll take number 4.
And behind number 4, we have $15.
You didn't do bad. You didn't do bad. Where were those other two money cards?
Number 2 and the number 9.
But Jonathan found a $15 money card, and adding that to his score, he pulls into a tie with the champion. Now, we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Jan and Jonathan both at 75. Grace not out of it at 40. Got a lot of questions. If Jan wins, she could go home with an over $12,000 fur coat, but she must win. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What historic document is dated July 4th, 1776? Jonathan?
Declaration of Independence.
Right. In the 20s, which college sport was dominated by the legendary Four Horsemen? Jonathan?
Football.
Right. What famous singing group was led by Diana Ross? Jan?
Supreme.
Right. In opera, name the highest singing voice, Jan?
Soprano.
Right. Name the famous trilogy created by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Jan. Lord of the Rings.
Right. Mach 1 is used to describe Jonathan.
Speed of sound.
Right. In what alpine nation was the Red Cross founded? Jonathan.
Switzerland.
Right. What state is represented by Republican Barry Goldwater? Jonathan.
Arizona.
Right. Who wrote the famous line, "The lady doth protest too much," methinks? Jonathan.
Kipling.
Wrong. To what country was he referring when General MacArthur said, "I shall return"? Jonathan.
Korea.
Wrong. Who was the first Roman Catholic to be elected president? Jan.
John Kennedy.
Right. In 1823, what American president declared a doctrine which bears? Jonathan.
Monroe.
Right. On which continent would you find the sprawling Gobi Desert? Time is up. We did not get to the answer, so we have a tie. Grace, you are out of it. You cannot answer. It's between Jonathan and Jan. Jan faces her third tie-breaking question. Now, remember, if you answer correctly, you'll add $5 and win. Answer incorrectly, you lose $5 you would lose. For Jonathan and Jan, the tiebreaker. One of the largest cities in Latin America is Argentina's capital. Jan.
Buenos Aires.
You're right. She's done it again with her third tie-breaking win. Wow. She gets another five and goes to 100. And back with the champion in a moment. Does she live on the brink? And the one that might have cost Jonathan, when MacArthur said, "I shall return," it was the Philippines that he was going to return to. The lady doth protest too much. Jonathan William Shakespeare said that in Hamlet, I believe. And the highest singing voice, I didn't get a chance to say, the woman. You took a chance and you were right, Jan. It was indeed the woman with Soprano. Got to say goodbye to Grayson, to Jonathan. And Grayson, pick up anything along the way. We have some nice parting gifts for you and the cash in front of you. Thank you. And Jonathan did very well with a washer dryer. And with the cash in front of you, you are just a couple of dollars short of $850 in cash and prizes. Thank you. And good luck with your ministry. And Jan Ropes is going shopping with me, and she faces an interesting decision. Come on up here, Jan. That tie-breaking question added another five, so you have a choice, if you'd like, of two great prizes. First of all, very easily say yes, and you can afford, all with your husband in the suits, would you look great on this?
Here's a real showstopper, this luxurious fur. A jacket of regal elegance, featuring a beautiful wing collar and a blouson styling that will dress up most any occasion. From Bicker and Bicker of Beverly Hills. This beautiful fur, normally priced at $12,500, yours on sale of the century for only
$445. $445, you've got $531. You got, Karen, may we have it? Because all she has to do is say yes, and this coat is yours. I'm not sure if it'll fit, but if you take it, we'll make sure. Oh, how's that? Yes. Say yes, and that's yours. But it's interesting, you got another $5 with the win, and that puts you over the top for the next prize. By $1, you would need $530. You have $531. Instead of the fur coat, you have a choice. You can say no to the fur coat, and instead say yes to these.
Drive one of the greats, his and her Pontiac Fieros. A sports car, personal car, practical car. Some standard features are fully independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes, furnished by Pontiac. These cars normally priced at $23,767. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
So you can afford them. You can say yes and take the two cars, or you could say yes and take the fur jacket. Either way, you would be leaving us with those great prizes. Three tiebreakers you have survived. I don't know if you want to do it again, but if you decided you did, you are $109 away. You'd have to continue to win. Another $109, you'd have all the prizes we've got on the stage. $59,073 worth. Next thing up the line from that, you're already at 531. Get the 750, all the prizes on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $81,000.
And that is a total of $140,073 in cash and prizes. So, Jan, after three tiebreakers, here's where we stand. Take the fur coat and leave, or take the cars and leave. Want to sit down in the cars while you're thinking about it?
Yes.
Go ahead, we'll... All you'd have to do is say yes, and those cars would be yours. Say yes, the fur coat would be yours. You sit there and think about it for a moment, and then we'll find out what your decision's going to be. And it's a tough one right after this. Up here for the fur coat, but it is a lovely coat, and it's yours if you say yes. Or say no to the coat, say yes to two cars. Or put your money in the bank. All of the prizes are next, but it would be $109, and you'd have to continue to win. Jan, the coat, the cars, or play on?
I'm going to take the cars.
She's going to take the two cars. What a lovely, lovely prize. Congratulations. They are yours. You hang on to this. Jan's got herself two cars and leaving us with $32,071 in cash and prizes. A great champion. Congratulations. We're going to do it all again with three new challenges next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Are manufacturer suggested retail value.